Stop Ventspils Eel, or Ventspils Street. In the early 20th century, as the city developed, new micro-districts appeared. Workers of factories, manufactories and the railway started to live in the part of the city that today is called Jernbove, meaning a newly erected building. Unfortunately, the Second World War badly destroyed this district, and for this reason, when crossing Jernbove, we mostly see the Soviet architecture, blocks of flats, schools and shops. Sometimes we can see unusual buildings from the 1990s, such as the big red brick building near Ventspils Street stop that is called the Bastille. Yet it is nothing like the famous Paris prison, either in terms of architecture or usage. It houses offices and some state institutions. When going down the micro-district blocks and distant streets, you will get into an area with detached houses where it seems as if time has stopped. Here, you can still feel the ambience of the early 20th century. One of the brightest objects of this period is Daugavpils lead shots factory that still produces shot grains with old technologies and equipment. The factory is a significant object of the European industrial heritage. It offers tours and an extraordinary experience in old factory shops and workrooms to city's guests. During the tour, you can not only see the industrial heritage, but also enjoy the view of the church hill from the factory tower.